voice of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
Well, we couldn't be happier than to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. We're on for 2 hours tonight because, as you know, now on Tuesdays we've got a bonus hour that comes in at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be with you for an extra hour this evening. But on the 7 o'clock edition of Radio Night Live, every week we have been talking travel and all of the important aspects of travel with Valerie Delia, who is the fourth generation travel expert in her family. And man, are we honored to have her with us every single week. Valerie, good to have you. Welcome back.
Kevin, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I suppose you can say I am really finally back, and my jet lag is starting to recede and diminish. So I'm happy to say that.
Well, and we were also glad that you eventually dug out of that black cave you were in for all those weeks when you got back, too, because you were editing around the clock as well, trying to make sure your documentary got done. So any update on that? Do we know? Did you win an award? Did they name you Movie Maker of the Year or anything like that yet?
No, actually, Kevin, we're not going to know that until the end of September. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to ask you every week. That's it. Well, and you're going to come on our cruise at the end of the month, so I'll be bugging you that night too. Say, hey, Val, how's the film doing? Anyway, it's called.
I know. You can keep bugging me.
It's called Saving Southern Italy, and as soon as she is lawfully allowed to do so, we are going to figure out a way to screen it with listeners and allow you to come and see her her passion project from this summer. But we've got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. First of all, Valerie, a little bit later, we're going to talk about something called Skift. What's Skift?
Okay, Skift is a media platform for the business of travel. Huh. And a few of my friends are the principal people with that. Excellent contacts. And there is a Skift forum that's coming up from September 21st to 23rd. It's taking place in person and online.
That's a revolutionary thought right there. I mean, who thought we could ever meet in person again?
Yeah, how about that? And that's taking place at a phenomenal destination at JFK, the TWA Hotel, which was formerly the TWA Terminal. Okay. Years and years ago, when I was working at the Travel Channel, I flew out of TWA Terminal many, many times on standby. Just that was part of the perks of working at the Travel Channel. You just would stand by anywhere that the flights were going. If you didn't get on it, you would stand by for the next one. So that is very close to my heart. But Skift Forum is going to have the end-all and be-all of people in travel at their forum. And as I said, you can also listen to it, online for considerably less money than they're charging for in person.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll talk with Tom Lowry, who is associated with Skift. In fact, he's the editor in chief, and we'll get into that discussion a little bit later. But before we go there, we are going to have a very special discussion with Barbara Ronchetti. Is that how I say her name?
Ronchetti, yes.
Ronchetti.
Barbara Ronchetti. She has a lot of vowels in her last name. And
I'm guessing she has an appreciation for your Saving Southern Italy project as well there with the vowel.
Oh, you better believe it, Kevin. And I have to confess that I have a girl crush on our first guest. I do. She's a fabulous woman, Barbara Ronchetti, and she is my real estate idol. She is incredible. She has real estate right here where I am speaking from tonight, and that is on Martha's Vineyard in Vineyard Haven, and she also has a piece of real estate on Lake Como in Italy.
Wow.
So when I say yes, I'm not overstating that. When she is my real estate idol, so she's phenomenal. We are also going to talk to her about what she does here in particular on the island, besides advise people on real estate. Is she is the owner and operator of Island Alpaca Company. So just think about this, Kevin. This is a place that you go to just cozy up to these beautiful, beautiful creatures, and you can even do yoga with them. And I know you as a yoga and I as a yoga appreciate that. And I, a yogi rather, and I did that last year. And we're going to ask Barbara what the status is of it this year going forward, and just talk about you know, her opinion on what's been happening here on the vineyard, you know, in terms of, you know, we're deeply, you know, into another year of COVID here.
And I love your style, Val, because you go and you work your heart out in southern Italy. You came back and you had your family thing. You went back and you worked again. And then you came back and you lived in the cave for however many weeks to get the thing edited. And once that was all done, you took off for Martha's Vineyard, which to me is a little bit, it's a little slice of heaven on earth. I really do think of Martha's Vineyard. It is a beautiful, wonderful destination. And I've only been there one time. So I'm looking forward to maybe at some point in time getting back there. But that's where you're coming to us from tonight. And
I am.
It's Kevin, great, you know, on Travel Night to highlight it, because I know that it's of a lot of interest to people that live in our area.
Oh, so it's easily accessible. And I think of it as this. It's a sedative. When I come here, it's a drug-free sedative. The minute I get over here, it just I'm just chilled out completely. And going to the, you know, the gorgeous beaches and renting the bike. You know, today I was taking Mojito, my little 16-year-old Havanese, in the basket of my rental bike, and it's just glorious and beautiful. And it just is, as you said, it is a slice of heaven on earth. I've always felt I've been going for years and years and years since I was probably in my my early 20s. That's when I discovered it.
Yeah. Well, and it's also the playground of the rich and famous. A lot of presidents have gone up there. I think the Obamas own a big estate up there. And it is certainly well known kind of in the folklore of the Kennedy legacy. You know, JFK Jr. was, you know, headed there, I think, had just left. One of the two. He was either headed to Martha's Vineyard or returning from Martha's Vineyard when his plane crashed. And it's just got all of this kind of, you know, amazing
cachet.
History and cachet around it. Yeah,
though, that's the thing about it. You would think it might be snobby, but not so, not at all. It's not. Everybody's welcomed, and it's just, super gorgeous, and love being here. And I'm at the Mansion House, a hotel where I was last year at this time as well.
Nice.
And a couple things have changed. They've opened the gym. And so that was a big step forward, although they're still masking everybody in the hotel. And even if you're going into the gym, they're asking you to keep your mask on. Huh. And they did a rooftop yoga the other day, and I went to that. And obviously there was no masking involved with that. But they were going to do that again, but they're doing some repairs to the roof. So they were going to have the yoga today inside, and I decided to skip it because I didn't want to be masked for a yoga class.
I will tell you, when we reopened the workout centers here in the tri-state, I did do the yoga classes with the mask, and it just about killed me. It was the hardest thing in the world to do, because for people that don't do yoga, the entire purpose of what yoga does is it allows you to attach breath to the calisthenics
breathing
that you're doing, and you have to breathe, and you have to breathe well just to stay in rhythm to what's going on. And when you've got a diaper on your face, it makes it really hard. So I plowed through. I did it all year, and we got to the other side of it, and they don't require it anymore. And I'm like, oh, thank you. It was really hard. There were a lot of days where I just felt like, oh man, do I really want to keep doing this? But I always felt better afterwards. So I think I made the right decision.
Well, you did, Kevin, but I have not done my yoga in the past year. And when I did this one class, I'm aching all over the place, up on the roof, honestly. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm a bike rider around Central Park, but there's other parts of my body that had not been, worked out in the way that I worked out with this yoga class.
Those muscles surprised you. They're still there, and they still care about things. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk with Barbara Ronchetti, who's going to join us. And Val, I also want to know from you. There seems to me to be a little bit of a rivalry between Long Island, particularly the Hamptons, like Montauk and the outer edge of Long Island, Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And I want to know a little bit about the rivalry, why it exists, and who really does have the claim to fame in terms of the best Northeastern island getaway. All of this as we explore Martha's Vineyard. Stay with us.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop. My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. 800-651-0798. Use that promo code JOEP or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code JOEP. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798. Promo code JOEP.
If you're worried you're paying too much for your Medicare supplement plan, call the good people over at AMAC. They're not just the best membership organization around, they also provide personalized Medicare guidance with no cost or obligation. Their advisors will take the time to answer all your questions and help you choose a plan that suits your health needs and budget. It is possible to find affordable, quality health coverage. Call AMAC today at 866-362-8580 or visit amac.us/Medicare options.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro explains why it's no time to panic.
The situation that you are seeing right now is that the virus is just more transmissible. That's all. Should this scare the hell out of you? Listen, you should be more scared than you were earlier before Delta if you're unvaccinated, because you're more likely to catch it now. But what you're seeing from the media is outsized panic that is unjustifiable because they are attempting to push national mask mandates and renewed lockdowns.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us. And don't forget, coming up Friday, we are taking the show on the road. Christine Nicholas, my co-host on Friday nights, will be with me. It is a broadcast for Broadway, and we continue to add huge names to the lineup. Not only will the great two-time Tony winner Brian Stokes Mitchell, who sang Quest from his balcony for the essential workers as they would leave the hospital each night during pandemic, he's going to be with us. But also Brad Oscar of Mrs. Doubtfire, and we just confirmed that Pearl Soon
from Come Far Away. She's the first Asian American woman to play a lead in a major Broadway show. She will be joining us, and we are looking forward to having her as well. And there are more people that may be confirmed in the next 24 hours, including possibly one of the greatest greats that's ever graced the stage. I can't tell you who it is, but I'm just saying it's going to be huge, and it's this Friday night. You need to go to Hunt and Fish's website to make reservations, or you can call them directly. And let me give you that phone number. It's very simple, 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220 to reserve your table, because that's the only way you can have a seat at the table for our big broadcast this coming Friday night. All right, we're talking travel on Tuesday per usual. And Valerie, before we go to our guest, just give me the elevator version. What's the deal with the rivalries between the islands? Montauk, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, they all seem to have their own kind of distinct personalities, and people certainly have their favorites. But why does there seem to be this rivalry between the three?
Well, I personally just think that Martha's Vineyard is a little bit more low-key. I've been to Nantucket. I think it's gorgeous. However, there's just something about Martha's Vineyard that just grabs hold of me. It just feels... It feels a little, I don't know, it's not as,
pretentious.
It's not as pretentious, I would say, but I don't really find Nantucket to be as pretentious. But in terms of the Hamptons, I've been out there, gorgeous as well, but it just doesn't do it for me. That's just my personal opinion. So yes, maybe so, not as pretentious. It can be more affordable on a vacation, you know, as we're experiencing, you know, here. And so, yeah, just the beauty of it, the accessibility of getting around on a bicycle, that's what, you know, does it for me. And I think about that all the time when I get here. It just makes me completely chill out. Yeah. And maybe I don't feel that way in the Hamptons. And,
well, it's very interesting.
The money is more at you. The money, this is, to me, it's not as in your face. Let's put it that way.
Well, it's very interesting because I've talked to friends that have gone to all three, and it seems like, you know, depending on what you like, you root for different ones. But Martha's Vineyard is one that I was able to go to a number of years ago, loved it, would love to go back. And Barbara Ronchetti is our guest. Valerie, introduce her. Tell us a little bit about what she does, and then let's ask her what makes Martha's Vineyard so special.
That we shall do that, because Barbara is the best person to ask what makes Martha's Vineyard so special. And Barbara is the owner and operator of Island Alpaca Company. And that in itself is just a total wonderful quirk on the island, not far from where I am here in Vineyard Haven. And she also has some real estate on the island, and it seems just as if it's possible for Barbara, it's possible for us. And that's what I love about this lady. And she's a good friend of a journalist friend of mine who also loves the Vineyard, Perry Garfinkel, who turned me on to Barbara Ronchetti. And Barbara and I then bonded over the vowels in our last names.
That doesn't seem to take very long for certain ethnic similarities amongst people, let's say. Barbara, welcome to the show. Great to have
you. Thank you so much.
Why
you
alpacas? So I'm dying to ask you. I used to hear commercials on radio all the time about become an alpaca farmer, and like they were advertising across the. I always wanted to talk to somebody that did it. You did.
Right.
Why?
No, they're such great animals. They're so unique. They're so special. They're mild mannered creatures. They're just gorgeous. You can keep them as livestock or just as pets or breed them. And enjoy them for years to come and harvest their beautiful fleece once a year. And they're really easy to care for and fairly inexpensive to care for them, especially if you're not on Martha's Vineyard. But we do feed them hay and they graze the pastures, and it's just, they're just beautiful, beautiful animals. And
well,
they're huggable too, at least ours are.
Well, and I'm curious, does it enhance the tourism industry or interest in your section of Martha's Vineyard because alpacas exist? I mean, if I was going to bring my little ones, why would I tell them we're going to go see alpacas today?
Well, because they're so adorable and they're accessible because you can pet them, you can hug them, you can even take them for a walk. And something that I'd love to talk about too would be the alpaca yoga that we do. So it's a learning experience. It's educational. We get a lot of people calling that come to the island just to see the alpacas. And of course, they'll go have lunch and do a few other things too, I'm sure. But I think it's a really nice way to spend an hour in your day, especially with the kids.
Sure. And they're all identified, Kevin. They have little name tags on. So, Barbara, and I love that. Tell me some of the names that you have for them.
Well, we love the Italian names. Leonardo. We have Atticus Rex. We have Zambata. We have Hotshot. That's not so Italian. Arabella, Angelina, Angelica. They're just lovely animals. Yeah.
Okay, if you start trying to convince me that they know how to make sauce, I'm going to lose it over here.
But Kevin, the alpaca yoga, which I did last year, it was really fun. It's not as if they're doing yoga with you. They're just in the yoga field where you are.
And
it shows you like what kind of, you know, calm animals they are.
They just bring their serenity to your practice is what they do.
They do. It's really beautiful. It's really cool. Now, Barbara, did you do that this year as well?
Yes, we did. We had a really great year. We offered classes 2 times a week, and now we're going to weekends only, but we'll probably do them until October. We're looking at Columbus Day weekend, and this is another weekend coming up that we still have room for in our class on Saturday. And it was great. I mean, last year we did them at the end of the season. We were requiring masks until we got on our mats because we have the mats socially distanced. We have them apart at least 7 or 8 feet so that you don't need to wear your mask while you're participating in the yoga program. But yeah, it was great. We had some classes that sold out too. So
let me ask you, I've heard of goat yoga, and I don't even know if that's the proper name for it, but they let the goats walk on your back when you're doing certain poses and stuff. The alpacas don't trample me if I do the yoga. They don't come step on my back or anything.
They graze amongst the participants, and you'll just see them moving around slowly, and you can hear them munch, and it just really is a nice way to get the body moving, and you have an appreciation for the company of the furry friends wandering between the mats. It's sweet. And at the end, which is most important, which is a lot of fun, the last 15 minutes of the hour-long program, we have an alpaca meet and greet. So we have halters on the alpacas, and we get a lead, and you can hold them and not hold the alpacas, but you can put your arm around them and take pictures. A lot of people take selfies and get in group shots with the alpacas because they're so mild-mannered, where they're so calm, and they're so used to people at our farm, so I think that we're part of their herd, you know.
Well, when I was asking Valerie what we had scheduled for the show tonight, she just sent a picture of a fuzzy animal, and she said, "Here's our first guest." And you know, I was thinking I wouldn't quite know, you know, what we were going to talk about, but I soon figured it out. And this is a lot of fun. When we come back from this commercial break, I want to know. Outside of the alpaca discussion, what are the best features of Martha's Vineyard for people that have never been there? Maybe people from the tri-state that could plan a late year vacation or a getaway. What are some things that you recommend about the island? Why should people choose it over other locations? And do some cheerleading for your choice of locale there when we come back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away. If you've been in Manhattan and haven't gone to Serendipity 3, you don't know what you're missing. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. Serendipity 3 is a New York treasure. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. It's home to amazing food and decadent desserts. Their world-famous frozen hot chocolate is the best you can get. Serendipity 3 restaurant has been captivating millions of patrons since its inception. It's an enchanting place where artists and actors of both the past and the present come for inspiration. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. I can't think of anything better than that. Stop by Serendipity 3 at 225 East 60th Street, New York, New York, today. Conveniently located by the NRW 456F and Q trains. They're open Monday to Sunday. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. That's 212-838-3531.
Now that the world's opening back up, so many new thrills are on the horizon. And when the moment comes, you want to be ready. Roman ready. Go to GetRoman.com/news to talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Roman ready equals confidence, the confidence that you know you'll be ready in the moment. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/news and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Go to GetRoman.com/news today. And if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
Cloudy skies, 73 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. A judge has temporarily blocked the medical workers' vaccine mandate in New York State. A federal judge ruling the mandate violated the workers' constitutional rights because it disallowed religious exemptions. The ruling made after a group of healthcare workers sued the state. Authorities working to identify a third body that was pulled from the Passaic River after Ida's floods. The discovery made yesterday in Hudson County, marking the third such body found in the river over the past week. Last week, both 18-year-old Nadi Rana and her close friend, 21-year-old Ayush Rana, were found just one day apart in Kearney and Newark. And some of Broadway's biggest musicals reopening tonight on the Great White Way. Hamilton, Lion King, Wicked, and Chicago pulling up the curtain as Broadway emerges after an 18-month shutdown due to COVID. Checking sports, Yankees lead the Orioles 2-0 in the first inning. Mets and Cardinals scoreless in the first inning. And checking your traffic, major problems on 280 in New Jersey. It is closed westbound between exits 13 and 11 because of a serious crash. Avoid the area. Also jammed on 21 both ways near 280 because of this. Very slow on the Belt Parkway, westbound at Cross Bay Boulevard with an accident that is still being cleared. Delays on the eastbound side back to Knapp Street. 20 minutes out of the city at both the Lincoln and the Holland Tunnels, 20 minutes inbound at the George Washington Bridge. It's 15 minutes in at the Holland Tunnel from 1 and 9. You now know how not to go, and here's your forecast for tonight. Isolated showers after 1 a.m. with a low around 70, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Chance of a shower or a thunderstorm Wednesday night with a low near 70, and still a chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs around 80. You now know what's going on. I'm Adam Walsky, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us. It's travel night, and we love to talk about the deals that Valerie Delia will deal out at the end of the show. Don't miss the final segment of tonight's show for Valerie's Delia's deals, and we'll get to that. But Valerie, we're enjoying our discussion with Barbara Ronchetti, who is the resident expert about all things Martha's Vineyard, and again, the proprietor and owner of Island Alpaca. You have to check them out. It's really funny. And Barbara, on the commercial break, I was busy looking up YouTube videos of alpacas because I wanted to see what they're what their calls sounded like, and very surprising, they had very high pitched voices. I was not ready for the. They kind of sound like birds, actually, when they're calling to one another. But anyway, that's a different discussion altogether.
And Kevin, can I give the? It's islandalpaca.com or alpacayoga.com if anybody's
yeah.
interested.
No, we can't give it out at all. Islandalpaca.com nor yoga. Nor alpacayoga.com. We can't do either one of those. Nope.
Okay. And I have a question. I just wanted to, I'm all about real estate these days. And a year or so ago, I was looking here on the vineyard. And Barbara, I know that you're involved with the Chamber of Commerce. What's happened to the values of property here on the Vineyard? We know in New York City it's down, but in a place like the Vineyard, is it up or down?
Yeah, it is way up. It is actually quite surprising. Well, maybe not so surprising, but shocking. I know a lot of the people from cities like Boston and primarily New York, a lot of New Yorkers during the pandemic came here. A lot of people have second homes here or are buying second homes because they knew they could work from home. And that was, I think, what inspired a lot of people creating, a lot of people's interest in creating a bigger demand, and therefore up went the prices. So a lot of real estate changed hands in the last year, really incredible. And the interest rates are still low, so it makes it still possible for many people to get in on the market. And it's always a great value. There's always limited property on Martha's Vineyard. There's, you know, a slow growth rate. There still is new construction, of course, but the vineyard always holds its value. It has been for steady growth for at least 10 years now. So,
Barbara, how do
it's a great investment.
when we have those Atlantic hurricanes that come up the shore, and you know, yeah. We get more of them in the tri-state than I ever thought we would. Do they make it up to the island pathways up there, and how do the islands fare when you have some of these big storms come through?
They pretty well. There's a few areas. There's a point up on the vineyard just outside of the ferry called Five Corners, which always sees a little bit of flooding, but it usually drains pretty quickly. Most damage is caused by trees falling over or blocking the roads. We had a little bit of erosion on one of our back road, dirt roads to one property. But that was probably the worst of it. I think just trees falling is probably the biggest frustration here on the island. But we haven't seen any extensive flooding like we heard about in New York. It seems pretty manageable, but we never know what the future will bring, but we hope for the best, of course.
No doubt. So talk to us about, for someone that's never been to Martha's Vineyard, if you were to set up an itinerary, what are two or three things that they must see when they come their first time?
Right. Well, of course, Island Alpaca. I have to say that.
Yes.
One great resource,
and
I must say.
Do some downward dogs and a few stretches and so forth when you're there. Yes.
Yes, of course, with Yogi Jay. He's the best. He's our instructor, which I have to mention because he's so wonderful. There is a wonderful site. I'm on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. MVY.com is a great resource for people to visit the island, and before they visit the island, to see what favorite places that they can go to. But the gingerbread cottages on the campgrounds is a wonderful place to walk in Oak Bluffs. The beaches are beautiful. Menemsha sunsets are gorgeous. And the Aquinnah Cliffs, if you're into nature, there's lots of wonderful walking trails on the island as well. If you like shopping downtown, any of the down island towns, which are on the northern side, like Edgartown, Vineyard Haven, and Oak Bluffs, have great markets and shops. We have a farmer's market twice a week in the summer with all the local farms growing their vegetables. We even have a table there set up with our handmade items. We're doing it tomorrow and again on Saturday, twice a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays in the summer. But there's just a plethora of artists and artisans. There's an artisans festival every Saturday in the summer. There's a glass blowing gallery. Wonderful.
Again, that website that you recommend, MVY.com.
Exactly. That's all the right. Martha's Vineyard Chamber of Commerce. And there's
Barbara, we're out of time. The computer's going to cut us off. But thank you. And please come back. Let's talk Martha's Vineyard again sometime.
We will, I hope. Thank you, Valerie. And thank you.
Okay, Barbara, see you for breakfast before.
Chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, then finally decided to make the switch because you know that Pure Talk saves the average family. Get this. It's the truth. Over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So this is what I think you should do, and do what I did. Switch to Pure Talk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Experience why Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs, why they're the preferred wireless partner of AMAC. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Dennis Prager. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Folks, have you noticed home prices are skyrocketing right now? For current homeowners, that means your home has more equity. With today's high cost of living, your monthly debts are higher, and your ability to save money is tougher than ever before. That's why you should contact Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage now to review your cash out refinance options. If you have credit card debt, home improvement projects, or just need more savings, this may be your last chance to take advantage of today's low interest rates. Andrew and Todd can help you get cash out while rates are at historical lows. Go to andrewandtodd.com, fill out their simple form for a quick mortgage checkup, or call 888-888-1172. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage can help you get back to financial security. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Ben Shapiro explains why it's no time to panic.
The situation that you are seeing right now is that the virus is just more transmissible. That's all. Should this scare the hell out of you? Listen, you should be more scared than you were earlier before Delta if you're unvaccinated, because you're more likely to catch it now. But what you're seeing from the media is outsized panic that is unjustifiable, because they are attempting to push national mask mandates and renewed lockdowns.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weeknights at 5 and 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has giant private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's going to get a whole lot tougher. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Ben Shapiro Show, weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, really glad to have you with us. And as we are making our way through Travel Night, Valerie still has some deals for us. We're going to get to those coming up. But Valerie, we were talking about that odd little word, skift, earlier. And now the expert has joined us, Tom Lowry, the editor-in-chief. Tom, welcome. Good to have you on the show tonight.
Hi, Kevin, Valerie. Thanks for having me.
Tom, great to have you. Thanks so much. Yeah, I want to hear all about what's coming up at the TW Hotel at JFK, September 21st and 23rd. And the lineup of people you have blows my mind.
Sure, no, it's a fantastic gathering this year. So just for your listeners, Skift is the name of my company, and we are a media company that covers the business side of travel. And we do events all through the year, but our big one is always in September. And this year, we're really excited about the event that we're having next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday out at the TWA Hotel at JFK Airport. We'll have people there in person, and people have the opportunity to join virtually. So we've got a great lineup. CEOs from Airbnb, Hilton, Marriott, Uber, you know, the incoming CEO of Southwest Airlines, Air France KLM CEO will be a speaker. So it's just a really robust lineup of people talking about where the travel industry is headed after, you know, 18 months of just, you know, sheer, you know, just, you know, just
frustration.
Terrible. Yes, terrible. Yeah. So.
So, Tom, what is the outlook as you're going into this event? Are people generally optimistic that, because, you know, even in Europe, you've had a little bit of regression in terms of some of the countries that they're allowing people to come from, and there's quarantine orders from certain countries. I think the U.S. made the list in some of those countries again.
Oh, yeah.
And even domestically, there's people with different policies. So what is the outlook from where you sit for the next year?
I think the one word that can describe this is frustration, because the recovery, the travel recovery, has just been sort of fits and starts, you know, just sort of a seesaw ride for those people that, you know, earn their living, you know, either in tourism or airlines or hotels, because, you know, just the regulations vary from destination to destination, from state to state, from country to country. So it's hard to sort of, you know, get a kind of cohesive recovery going. And then, of course, then the Delta variant came into the picture. So some of the things I think that we're going to try to find out at next week's conference is, A, you know, business travel is so important to the travel industry in terms of being a high margin business and, you know, in terms of revenues as well. And there's just, you know, no sort of positive outlook yet in terms of when that full recovery might happen, if it happens at all. So we'll be asking the executives at airlines what they're seeing in terms of business travel bookings, as well as some of the global hotel executives. You know, that's one issue that I think really will be a catalyst for a full recovery. But, you know, we polled a bunch of CEOs a couple of weeks ago about what they thought, you know, what are the chances of a full recovery? And everyone really, there was not one person that said 100% back to the way we were in 2019. Some people thought we'd get, you know, maybe 90% back. Some people thought, you know, 70% back. But nobody was really sort of saying, you know, we're going to get back to where we were in 2019.
Hmm. And so, Tom, just to say that there are going to be some strict COVID protocols on location if people are going to the TW Hotel at JFK,
yes,
right?
Yes, so we are mask mandate and we're vaccine mandate. So if you sign up at live.skift.com, we still have some tickets for sale, or you can join us virtually, get a ticket to look at it virtually. But if you are going to come out to the hotel, we do have strict mandates in place for have to be vaccinated as well as wear a mask during the event.
And what a phenomenal location in general, the TW Hotel at JFK. That I want to go just for that. And and to see Chris Nassetta of Hilton.
Yes, no, it's incredible. No, we usually, you know, the last couple of years we've had our big event at Jazz at Lincoln Center, which is a spectacular backdrop in itself. But this year we were lucky enough to get the TWA Hotel, which, you know, as you know, is the former TWA terminal at JFK and was designed by Eero Saarinen, you know, back in the 1950s. And it's just a spectacular site. Tyler Morse and his company converted it to a hotel a few years back. And so much of the original terminal is preserved there. There's a little museum there. So it's just a great backdrop to have a travel conference.
Tom, let me ask you this. With the kind of, I don't know, iffy outlook that everyone's, what you just described, are there going to be some unusual deals or opportunities for consumers in the next 12 months just to incentivize a return back to travel?
I think so. I think the Delta, I mean, I think some of the pricing power for some of the sort of hotels, airlines came back, and then the Delta variant hit. So, so I think those organizations are now looking at perhaps sort of friends and family travel over the holidays. That the rest of the fall, people were hoping that business travel would come back as people returned to the office, but the Delta variant has kind of thrown a monkey wrench into that. So,
right.
I would say that if you're looking now to travel in the fall or maybe early winter, you know, Valerie, you probably know better than I do, but I would say that there's probably going to be some deals just because of the rough patch that they're going to have through the fall.
Well, no, we are seeing, yes, some good deals Absolutely, and we will see them going forward as well.
Well, I'm taking my bride away in November to Mexico for a couple of days, and I bought my tickets, I think it was at the beginning of June, because we were in kind of that, you know, that period where people were saying, hey, this, you know, things are coming back, and I thought I got a really good price. I might end up have gotten a better price if I'd waited till now.
Wow. What are you airline you're flying down on, Kevin?
JetBlue.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
You have to be really diligent about looking for the deals, you know, both Kevin and Tom, and to see, you know, what is out there. I put a call every week out, you know, for deals that I can showcase here on this show. So this is a great place to find deals, and I'm always on the hunt for them.
And again, if people want to do Tom's event virtually or in person, he does have some tickets left. It's live.skift. Did you say .com?
.com.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Live.skift.com.
So if you go on there, you'll see some discounts for tickets. And again, you can you know, make the trip out to JFK, which would be spectacular, or you know, you can do it online.
Yeah. No, it sounds good. Hey, Tom Lowry, thanks for all that you're doing to help travel get back to where it needs to be. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Coming right back. Deal is deals. Just ahead.
If there is a great awakening in this country, it will come through an understanding of God's revealed word. Pastor Melissa Scott, Ph.D., teaches God's word every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. from Faith Center in Glendale, California. Attend the live service by calling 800-338-3030. That's 800-338-3030. To make your reservations or to watch the live streams 24/7 at understandthebible.com. That's 800-338-3030. Come to church this Sunday, 800-338-3030.
Are you a U.S. manufacturer or do you want to become one? There are huge tax incentives available for you that you might not know about. If that's you, call Steve Cooper and his team at ERSOP to find out if you qualify. ERSOP stands for Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan. They've helped countless people create plans that are safe, totally legal, and IRS approved. Call 866-MY-ERSOP or go to ersop.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
Christine, we are excited. September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway.
At the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
We've got a very good list of people that are going to join us, Christine. Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Joe Benacosta from the Actors Fund, and so many more. Tom Harris will be there from the Times Square Alliance, and Chief Terrence Monahan.
Get your table now, 347-625-1220.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, He is my refuge and my fortress, for He will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, this reminder that coming up after the top of the hour, the big bonus hour on Tuesday night, we do a whole hour go from travel to relationships, and Eileen Fisher ready to talk tonight about being ghosted. If you've ever been ghosted, you know how much pain that brings. We're going to talk about whether it's a good thing or not, and it depends on the circumstances, but that's coming up in the next hour. Valerie, travelwithval.com is her website. What are some of your deals for us tonight?
Well, here's one that kind of follows what you were just talking about. This is the marriagerestorationproject.com. Okay, you can, it's a retreat, and you can book it. It's to Costa Rica. You book it before September 20th, and you receive $400 off the October 13th to 17th therapy getaway. And now that is, it's up there at about $3,799 per couple, and it is headed by Rabbi Shlomo Slotkin, a licensed clinical professional counselor and a certified relationship therapist, together with his wife, Rivka, and it is the Marriage Restoration Project. It takes place in Costa Rica, and it's a retreat to save your marriage. What do you think about that one, Kevin?
You know, I think every couple needs to take time. You know, life gets busy. You get all kinds of reasons and excuses to grow apart. It's good to take time to focus on coming back together. I think that would be very, very helpful for some people.
Yeah, I like that one because I don't see any deals like that. And I thought that one was particularly interesting and a little left of center. Yeah. And now this is great for kids in the Florida Keys. I'm a big fan of the, as you know, and it's called the Kids Free Florida Keys Program. And it's good through Friday, October 15th. So you have to jump on this one quickly. So go to kidsfreefloridakeys.com to download coupons. For visits, participating free attractions, Key West Shipwreck Treasure Museum, the Conch Tour Train, Key West Aquarium, all the highlights of Key West. And kids get free meals at Hard Rock Cafe, et cetera, et cetera. So that's a really great one to a really, really great destination. And then let's look locally, Kevin. What I love about this one is the Rockaway Hotel in Rockaway Beach, Queens. Not everybody can go so far flung. So this one is within reach of our listening audience. And they have a getaway and stay package. Stay two or more nights and save 20% off the best flexible rate. And you enjoy two complimentary signature cocktails. So take a look at that on my website. It has 60 guest rooms, a restaurant, a rooftop bar, an outdoor pool area, and a large-scale event space. It really is a nice little gem there on Rockaway Beach in Queens. And then finally,
it looks gorgeous. And you know what? If people want any more, they're going to have to go to the website to get it, Val, because we're just about out of time. But she's reporting live from Martha's Vineyard. Boy, I feel sorry for her. Val, we'll see you next week right back here on Radio Night Live. Thank you so much.
All right, Kevin. Thank you.
There she goes. All right. Relationships. That's up next. Stay with us.